the political narrative, the divisive narrative, the inclusion policy narrative. You can't drive any of that with old Joe. You absolutely can with Warren, with Harris, with LaBoutageg, with Booker. Any of those, you can drive the, oh, he's racist, oh, he's sexist, oh, he hates gays, oh, he hates this. Joe doesn't allow you to continue to, and I firmly believe this, because Mike calls them the Democratic Party, which is very true in their abortion platform and sacrificing to babies. I truly believe that the fuel that the Democratic Party lives on, much like a Sith, I hate to use a Star Wars reference, is hate. That's what drives them. Hate, division, anger. And you can't run a campaign on those with Joe Biden. You can with any of the other candidates. So I think it's time to move him out of the way, continue to sow the seeds of discord with none of the other candidates, get blown out, but then use that blowout to show how bad Trump is. Do you see where all these things are getting connected? If you disagree with me, 844-527-8723. That's how I feel this whole thing is getting set up. Because President Trump, as I said, I'm a 50.5% Trumper because of his defense of the unborn. His defense of the unborn angers them so much because it is one of the central planks of the platform. And yes, it'll help him. I actually, at this point, given these proceedings and the way they were able to push Nancy Pelosi into this, I actually think that the Democrats have known for a while, we're not winning this election. I actually think that this action shows shows that they've conceded. I think 2020 is already a done deal. I do. And this action shows that. Because one thing that Americans hate, and I'm going to talk about this more at the top of the next hour, once again, inviting your phone calls at 844-527-8723 to tell me what you think about this. Americans hate impeachment. It doesn't matter who. They just don't like it. They like to be told that they're going to do it, but once the uncomfortable, you know, it's just, it's icky and it's uncomfortable and there's a lot of stuff and I don't want to deal with it. It always polls as an unpopular opinion. So he's not going to get impeached. The Democrats aren't going to mention it. They're going to do these rolling inquiries to keep that Justice Democrat regressive left base engaged, because those are the ones that drive the party. But that's it. So that's what those are your first two stories from the AP talking about today's actions, today's events. I think today's events are very telling, not just in the short term of, oh, well, you know, they tried to impeach the president, but then, you know, these inquiries didn't go anywhere and this and that. And so, yes, there's that short term. Yeah, that doesn't look good. But in the long term, to me, seeing all the other pieces play out on the board for the last year and the way that Nancy Pelosi, America's favorite drunk housewife, inebriated housewife, has tried to keep those freshman representatives at bay. That yesterday's proceeding shows she's waving the white flag. She's done.